USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been expelled from the priesthood after a church trial found him guilty of sexually abusing both minors and adults. John Allen, editor of the Roman Catholic Oriented News website Crux and CNN's senior Vatican analyst in Rome, says he's the highest-ranking Catholic to be expelled.
This is essentially the most significant penalty in church law that can be imposed. It's the Catholic equivalent of the death penalty. And clearly the Vatican hopes that this will send a signal of resolve and seriousness about the clerical sex abuse scandal.
McCarrick will not be able to appeal the decision. The gunman who killed five people and wounded five police officers at an Illinois manufacturing company in Aurora, Illinois, Friday, was being terminated from his job. 45-year-old Gary Martin had worked at the facility for 15 years. All five of his victims were co-workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Vice President Mike Pence tells a gathering of nations at a security conference in Munich there's been an increase in NATO countries paying their dues.
At President Trump's urging in the past 2 years, the number of NATO members spending at least 2% of their GDP on defense has doubled. And the majority of NATO members now have plans in place to meet their financial obligations by 2024.
Pence also encouraged European countries to withdraw from a nuclear deal between Iran and major powers. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is calling for a hearing on President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to shift billions of tax dollars to pay for a border wall. Nadler says he expects both the House and the Republican-controlled Senate to approve the resolution which objects to the proclamation.
This opens up tyranny or dictatorship, and now it may be something that the Republicans don't particularly oppose, but tomorrow the Democratic president could be something they hate. So there, and it's a tremendous shift of power from Congress to the president, and they can't like this.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence addresses the Munich Security Conference, saying more countries need to say no to Venezuela dictator Nicolas Maduro's claim to the presidency.
All of us must stand with the Venezuelan people until freedom and democracy is fully restored. So today, we call on the European Union to step forward for freedom and recognize Juan Guaido as the only legitimate president of Venezuela.
Two Nigerian brothers were released without charges after Chicago police arrested them on suspicion of assaulting Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Police say they have new evidence to investigate after questioning the two. ISIS now controls an area of Syria measuring just 700 square meters, according to a commander with the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The commander tells CNN their advance has been slowed because ISIS is holding thousands of civilians as human shields. Former Vice President Joe Biden spoke at the Transatlantic Commission on Election Integrity to talk about how legitimacy is undermined by malicious actors.
Foreign election interference is not only a serious threat to our democratic institutions, I believe it's a threat to our national security. And its aim is to divide us internally. Authoritarian regimes, in my view, led by Russia, are actively seeking to interfere in our open, diverse, and democratic societies to try to change outcomes.
Biden has been a frequent attendee of the conference over the years, and it allows him to showcase his foreign policy acumen as he weighs a possible presidential bid in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.